Over the past few months, Humanities Connection has had the pleasure of presenting episodes featuring a variety of libraries and highlighting the great work of librarians around our region. Hopefully, you've learned that your library shelves can contain unique and rich archives that can bring the past to life. Primary sources, as you know, don't just have to be in written form. In fact, with today's vibrant media landscape, audio and video archives provide compelling content for connecting with the past. Still, older formats must be digitized, not only for preservation's sake, but so that they can be shared more widely. Siobhan Hagen, the audiovisual archivist at the Langsdale Library at the University of Baltimore, reflects on her work archiving footage from their special collections donated by two local TV stations.
Well, I'm saddened and angered by what has happened. We've marked the death of a man of peace, a man of goodwill, with colossal violence, destruction, and death. I would insist that law and order must prevail, and I'm, of course, angered by the needless, silly, stupid destruction that I've seen in both Washington and Baltimore. I never believed this could happen in our nation's capital or in my city.
That was the voice of Maryland State Senator Daniel Brewster responding to the Baltimore riots that followed Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination on April 4, 1968. While his anger is apparent, the fierce intensity in his eyes, while his head frenetically jumps repeatedly from reporter to camera and back again, adds an unmistakable layer of raw emotion that must be seen to comprehend. Nothing brings history to life quite like seeing and hearing it. As the audiovisual archivist for the University of Baltimore's Langsdale Library, I discover this type of rare historical record every day. We hold two collections of local television news stations, WMAR-TV, Channel 2, and WJZ-TV, Channel 13. WMAR was the first station to broadcast television signals from Maryland in the fall of 1947 and was only the 11th TV station in the nation at the time. Channel 13 joined the Baltimore broadcasting scene in 1948 as WAAM-TV, changing its name to WJZ in 1957. Our archive contains raw news footage, special programs, documentaries, commercials, broadcasts, and more, ranging from 1948 until the year 2000. While we can't come close to having everything that was ever broadcast on these channels, we can find audiovisual documentation spanning the entire latter half of the 20th century. These original production elements are extremely costly to preserve and digitize, but nevertheless, it is imperative that we convert the content to newer formats as soon as possible. We are currently in the process of applying for grant funding to support these expensive endeavors on a large scale. For the last few months, I've been uploading digitized materials as fast as I can to the Internet Archive, a nonprofit organization dedicated to preserving and providing access to humanity's cultural history, both for viewing and non-commercial downloading across the world. I invite you to visit and take a look online, analyze some footage for your next history paper, download a Baltimore Colts game to practice your editing software skills, or just throw it on in the background of your next party. And if you're looking for a specific subject that you fail to find on the Internet Archive, connect with us at the Langsdale Library. It may only be a few small steps away from being brought back to life.
You can experience the Langsdale Library Archive online at archive.org/details/UBLangsdale or click the link on the Humanities Connection podcast for this segment. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as history and archaeology, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue on critical issues. Visit us online at mdhc.org. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.